B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joining us right now, he does such a great job covering this team. From the Inquirer, Inquirer.com, the fabulous Jeff McClain. Jeff, I select you, Jeff. What's happening,
buddy?
What's
that? How are you, man? What's up?
What's up? You know what's up. My blood pressure's up. It's draft day, and I got to see how they screw it up.
Positive vibes, right?
So can we be real? Like, nobody else is listening right now? Seriously. They haven't had a good draft, maybe one, since Marcus Smith. It's been a disaster. And Jeffrey, and we know, and you and I talked about this before, and the whole analytics crowd, the black ops, and all this other stuff. I mean, not listening to Scott. I mean, you name it. You've done these stories. I mean, Jeff, how is anyone supposed to feel confident?
Well, that's a good question. Howie's had some good drafts, so let's focus on those. And I would say two of the two ones that were solid, they were the first year that after they hired a head coach. So 2013 was a good draft. Lane Johnson, Zach Ertz, Benny Logan was a serviceable player. They got some other guys.
It was okay. Lane was great.
Well, I mean, Lane and Zach. I mean, that's a
yeah. I mean, listen, I close my eyes. I could have my Mossbo pick those guys. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, that was a good draft. And then 2016, Carson, obviously.
Yeah, but you don't get credit for it because you failed the court. The guy that you spent all that capital on, you failed.
I think you get some credit. I mean, Carson did help you obviously win a Super Bowl. So, I mean, you get some credit. It's not as good as it looked originally. But my point being that you had the transitions with the coaching staffs those 2 years, and maybe you can look at this year with Nick Sirianni coming in, and maybe what that does is it streamlines the process a little bit for Howie. Yes, they're talking to the coaching staff, and they're getting their input on their schemes and the skill sets they're looking for specific players. But maybe they're not, okay, we're not going to be listening as much to the coaches on the evaluations here. We're sticking with our scouts. We're going to go by what they have, they do all the legwork on this. They're the ones who live with a lot of these prospects. Let's stick with them.
Yeah, that's a nice fairy tale. Like, I appreciate it. And I like the concept. And listen, I'm not even as worried about Howie as I am Jeffrey.
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, there's reason to be worried about Jeffrey, but, I mean, it's Howie. It's ultimately Howie who's going to make the picks here. Howie's the one who signs off on the picks. And, yes, Jeffrey's an important voice, but, I mean, Howie needs to be able to say, hey, Jeff, let the experts handle this.
All right, like you did with Jay Jaw.
Well, I mean, what happened there was that, Jeffrey was able to talk pretty much Doug into going along with JJ and that was kind of the consensus there, and Howie couldn't go against them. Although him and Joe were ready to pick Parrish Campbell. There's obviously there's maneuverings that are going on behind the scenes internally as well, and it's a difficult dynamic that they've created. The owners are typically involved, certainly in first round picks. They sign off on some guys, especially when they're quarterbacks, et cetera. But to be suggesting players or liking guys or trying to lobby for certain guys, that's just kind of not the norm. And maybe, I don't know, you're right. Is Jeff going to look internally and say, hey, this is something I pay these guys. Look, I don't think this isn't happening all for every pick. This isn't, just Jeff standing on a table saying I want this.
Well,
guy,
I mean, last year
they
didn't listen to their scouts last year, so
Well, they didn't listen, yeah. But Jeff's involved. I mean, he's involved. I mean, he was involved in the Hurts pick. I mean, he was definitely cheering Howie on for that pick. Did Doug kind of say, okay, let's go along with it? Sure, but the scouts were kind of, some were just shocked because they had Jeremy Chinn lined up, but they had a couple other guys that they could have taken there, and they, from what I understand, there weren't many teams that had Hurts going in the second round. No, whatever. This is all ancient history. But
it's not ancient history. It's the last time we all gathered for a for the NFL draft.
No, no. I mean, I get it. I've written about this repeatedly over the last two or
so
three years.
So it comes
years
back
why,
to
what's
life.
What's going on.
Right.
It comes back to what?
It comes back to life. Right? Like, because it's draft time, it's like, all right, we're going to shine a light on the process again. And even in that, look, I don't know what you've heard about Alec Hallaby and his role and the fact that he has a draft board that the scouts didn't know about. Like, that's troublesome.
Yeah. I mean, the analytics department has always had their, they make their evaluations, they give their input, but it's just one tool. And, I think the concern from various people in both the coaching and scouting staff from what I heard from about the analytics staff is a lot of times they'll give you recommendations that don't show as much the why. If the analytics staff was picking the quarterback in 2016, I can't tell you who it was, but it wasn't Carson Wentz. It was somebody that did not turn out to be a good quarterback. So, the fact that a lot of this stuff is coming out, I hope that Howie and Jeffrey aren't angry that this stuff's getting out as much as they're saying, okay, there's a reason why this stuff's getting out. We need to fix the process here because obviously the results haven't been good.
Yeah, listen, the only people who should be angry are the fans because you're bucking the system. You're trying to reinvent it. Why? Because it's ego. Because you want to be smarter than everybody.
I just think that, there's certainly some of that, I think, with Jeffrey and Howie and that, credit for the Super Bowl. We've done this, that, and the other thing, and therefore we can do this and that when it pertains to the draft. But the biggest issue that a lot of people I've talked to in the organization in and out of it, over the last, several years, is that there's just not a consistent approach. There's not a consistent formula. And every year it seems like there's something new. Okay, we're going to lean on the scouts this year. Oh, we're going to lean on the coaches this year. Oh, we're going to open it up to, more layers of evaluators. Oh, no, we're going to really kind of focus on just having a few guys. It's every year something's different. And, that falls again on Howie. I mean, but the Eagles,
yeah, but is that Howie or is that Jeffrey?
A winning formula. They're not. If you look at the teams that draft well, and again, there aren't many of them, but if you look at the teams that have consistently drafted pretty well over the last decade or two decades, the Ravens, the Steelers, those types of teams, you can see the type of guy. There's a consistency to the formula, to their approach, and that hasn't been the case in Philadelphia. And some of it has to do with the fact that there's been coaching changes. Some of it has to do with the fact that they have, every team has a lot of departments, but it's just too much. I mean, just too many, varying layers of people giving input into a process that they've overcomplicated, in my opinion.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Talking to Jeff McClain, inquirer.com. Make sure you read him, follow him on Twitter for all of the latest Birds news. Listen, I like both those guys. Like, I really do. I like Howie. I like Jeffrey. I think, they're good people that try their hardest. But I do think that they lost their way. I think the Chip Kelly thing scarred them. And I think one of the reasons why they've been this bad is that they missed that Andy Reid guy. Like, they missed that kind of figure who, I don't want to say football guy and that whole thing, but that's real. Like, those seasoned eyes matter. And then some other take. I'm not telling you everyone in Andy's picture is great, but he did well. He did well, and they had a formula, and they had a direction.
Right. And I always tried to adapt that formula. Now, look, they got away from it a little bit when Chip came in, and he tried to kind of return to it a little bit when Doug came in. And, but I don't know. And then it, now it seems like they're chasing like what Andy has done in the drafts and try, like last year was just a, an obsession with getting speed, which is what the Chiefs clearly have done and done effectively, especially at the wide receiver position. But you just can't lose sight of all these other intangibles that factor into a player's success. And, again, this is the goes back to the consistency thing. This year, we're going to focus on speed. This year, we're going to focus on that. This year, we're going to focus on that. You know, like, just stick to what's tried and true and what you've had success with before. And I do have to throw out the caveat that, I mean, the numbers aren't good for most teams when you look at the, you know, the success rate.
I don't want to hear that. I agree with you.
We know the numbers. Yeah. I mean, you know, some outlets have Eagles last in the last 5 years. Some teams have them 30th out of 30.
Yeah, no alibis. They don't get any alibis.
It's bad. It's not good.
And here's the other thing. Beyond just the draft, you need a direction with your football team and how to build the roster. This neat thing needs to be rebuilt. You and I have been talking about this. It needs to be rebuilt. Listen, I'm not going to give you, you know, rule all the time, but look what he did. He, I got to go and rebuild my team. I'm going to rebuild. And he spent last year, he had all that value, and he rebuilt his whole defense.
Yeah. Well, that's what they have to do here. I mean, they have 11 picks. I don't know if they're going to use all 11, but they have 11 picks in this year's draft. They have, it was a 10 next year. This is it. They got to turn this team over and they got to get quality players. They got to get 2 to 3 starters in each of these drafts and contributors down the line in the third day. And it's on Howie. And the pressure will continue to build if he doesn't deliver.
Man, I hear you. Brother, who they got? Who you think they're going to take? Who's your pick?
Yeah, I picked Devonta Smith. Although I wonder if he'll go earlier. I don't think they're going to. I mean, maybe there's a move up to 9 with the Broncos if they really want one of these receivers or one of the cornerbacks. I still feel like at least 4 quarterbacks will go before them. They should get a good player, one of the players that they like at number 12.
Who's the corner Smith. They like? I mean, are they thinking corner at all from what you hear?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, 13 and Horn will be the two guys. I think there's too much concern about Caleb Farley's.
Yeah. He's not going to go there until the second round anyway.
Yeah, there's some other stuff with him, too. So it'll be one of either of those corners. Cowboys certainly are looking at cornerback. A lot of people have connected them with J.C. Horn because of the Mike McCarthy, you know, is Horn's father, and there's other correlations between them and Horn, but Surtain's, you know, probably the most polished or of the cornerbacks. I think Horn may be a little more upside because of the athleticism. I don't know if the film's as good as it is for Surtain. Either one of those two guys, I think, would suffice. And then, you know, receiver, obviously, you know, as I mentioned, Smith and Waddle. I don't think you can rule out edge rusher.
Oh, no, not Quiddy Pay, please.
I don't know. I mean, would probably be the guy that I would think of the edge guys. I don't think Jalen Phillips. I don't think Gregory Rousseau. I don't know if they would be.
He's a reach. You can't go that. You can't take him at 12.
You know, I mean, look, we know how they feel about drafting linemen in the first round. We know how they feel about.
Yeah, and you know what? And they flubbed it, right? Derek Barnett is a disappointment.
He has invalidated the number 14 pick.
Disappointment. A trade up for him, disappointment.
Yeah, they haven't validated that. He's been decent, but you know, he hasn't been healthy. But you look at the position, and you know, Brandon Graham's 33. DB only has a 1-year deal. I mean, I think they're going to try and extend him, but it's not like they're tied to him beyond just this year. Josh White's probably not a starter.
Nah.
Or you don't know, your durability issues. Yeah. So they could certainly get an edge rusher in the first round. But I think most likely cornerback or what.
Jeff, we love you, man. Dude, thanks for having me.
It hasn't even started yet.
I'm at my low point. I'm. We. You and I could play. We could talk about it over some rock, paper, scissors.
Who would make you happy in the first round?
Well, Surtain, but it's not even just Surtain because it's this whole plan, this whole roster. I'm without faith. I have very little faith, Jeffrey. Anyway, I need you for a long time, okay?
All right.
I need you to come in here one day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. And talk to you later. See you, pal. Jeff McClain.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.